I'm Jonna Till Johnson, CEO of Nemertes Research, and I'm here to talk about doing a refresh on your IAM strategy. Chances are good that you're pretty familiar with identity and access management. It's been around for a while, and it's been something that security professionals have been focusing on. What you may be thinking right about now is that it's a good time to be refreshing and updating your IAM strategy in light of a lot of the technologies and delivery mechanisms that your company is probably deploying. So, for example, if you've got mobile devices, maybe a BYOD strategy, if many of your services and workloads have migrated to the cloud, if you're exploring virtualization, VDI, and software-defined everything, it's probably not a bad idea right about now to be looking at a refresh of your IAM strategy. The challenge with that is, as you know, it's a giant hairball that touches almost everything. And the real question here is, where do you start? So I'm going to lay out 7 quick steps that you can use to determine a couple of things. First of all, is your IAM strategy sufficient for your current and future plans, for your current infrastructure and future plans? Second, if it's not, what capabilities do you need to be considering deploying, and what products should you be considering to deploy, and what do you need to do to bring your initiative, bring your IAM up to speed with where you are now and where you want to be? So that's where we're going to go. Got 7 quick steps for you. Let's start with the first. The easiest place to start is to review your policy. You probably have one. It defines roles, permissions, protection mechanisms, meaning where you use multi-factor authentication, where you don't, where you enforce strong passwords, where you don't. If you're like most organizations, you probably created it 5 or 10 years ago, and it's probably a good idea to have another look at it. So bring out that policy, take a look at it, see if it makes sense in light of your current organization, current organizational structure, and your plans and where you're going. And again, pay special attentions to whether the roles still make sense, the permissions defined for the roles make sense, whether you want to rethink protection mechanisms, and anything else that you want to take a look at. So step one, review your policy. Once you've done that, take a look at your directory or directories and determine which ones you're using as canonical directories and whether you want to continue doing that. And what I mean by that is a lot of organizations have built their IAM around Active Directory because, well, it's there and it works. The challenge with that is that Active Directory is not always up to date unless you've built in bidirectional synchronization with other directories that may be canonical, like your HR directory. You may have wrong data in there, like employees who still have permissions defined even though they've left the companies or changed roles. And that's one of the big weaknesses with a lot of IAM initiatives. So take a look at your directories, see if you've got the right set of directories that should be considered canonical. See if you're essentially basing your IAM around the right directories. That's step two. Step three, and this is one of the most important ones, review and define your realms of protection. What I mean by that is, what are the resources you're protecting access to, and what users are you protecting access of? So, for example, if your organization is moving to cloud, you would want to be sure that your IAM approach actually protects your cloud resources, cloud workloads, and access to cloud services. In a lot of cases, they don't, because organizations haven't really caught up with the move to cloud. Similarly, another realm of protection you want to look at is mobile devices. Have you extended IAM to your mobile devices, particularly in a BYOD context, in a context that has mobile device management solutions in place? You may want to integrate your MDM into your IAM. Also, as you're moving towards VDI and virtualization and software-defined everything, you want to think about virtual resources being included in those realms of protection. And finally, you may want to think about access and permissions for devices in the Internet of Things if you're moving in that direction. So again, I'm not saying all of these will apply to you, but it's a great time to stop and review your definitions of your realms of protection. So that's step three. Based on all of that, you should start putting together some selection criteria for your IAM solution. And I mean high-level selection criteria, not necessarily even feature functionality, what you want it to be doing, but what services and technologies does it need to be integrating with? What broad capabilities does it need to be delivering? if you've determined that you need to be using multiple directories as your canonical directory source, does it integrate with those directories? And when I say selection criteria, I'm not necessarily implying that you need to move to a different solution or deploy a solution above and beyond what you've already got. What you really want to do is take a blank sheet of paper and think about, if you had a solution, what would you want it to be doing? What policies would it need to be enforcing? What directories would it need to be working with? And what realms of protection should it be capable of integrating with? Again, at a very high level. And as you're looking at solutions, again, you may be perfectly happy with the one you've got in place, or you may be wanting to look around. Keep in mind that IAM solutions come from a range of providers. So they can be coming from your cornerstone cloud and enterprise application providers, folks like Amazon, CA, Dell, IBM, Oracle, SAP. You know, all of these folks have solid IAM solutions. They're also special purpose security vendors with interestingly funny names: Avetir, Avexa, Corian, Avidian, GlobalSign, IAM Cloud, which is a really interesting company that's popped up overseas specifically for Office 365, which is a cloud environment you may be looking at, SailPoint, Varonis, which actually is not really IAM, but is more data stewardship, but tends to overlap quite a bit. And that's just a subset of who's out there. There's probably about 30 to 40 vendors out there that deliver some degree of IAM function. What you really want to do is understand what you need those vendors to be doing and then use that as a course filter to decide which ones to look at, again, if any. So that's step four. Step five is just to conduct that comparison. Look at your current solution. Does it have what you need, or could it be augmented to have what you need? Are there third parties out there that could deliver what you need? And again, at a very high level, and then of course at your more granular level. So you want to look at the integration with the realms of protection, integration with directories of choice, the types of services it supports. Also look at things like dashboarding. Does it deliver the kinds of dashboards you want? Do you need dashboards that go both to business owners and to technical folks, or just to one or the other? You know, how active is it in enforcing identity management and access management? All of those good things. So again, compare your current solution and your external products against what you actually need. Kind of look at what you have, what you need, see what can bridge that gap. That's step five. Step six is make the decision that you do or don't need additional tools. And of course, then you have all the fun of trying to go ahead and get funding for this. Fortunately, in the current security environment, that may be a little bit easier than it was possibly 2 years ago, which is another good reason to be doing all this right now. Select your tools, develop your funding cost model, and do a proof of concept to be sure that your tools will deliver exactly what you think you should be doing. And that's step six. And then step seven is really roll it out, do the integration, and voila, you've got an upgraded, enhanced IAM. I know I'm making it sound very easy, and it's not, but I think the important thing here is to take five steps back and look at the big picture environment, how your realms of protection have changed, how your canonical directories may have changed, and how your policy may need to be updated for your new environment. If you do that, you're going to be pointed in the right direction, and you know that the outcome will be the right outcome, assuming you follow the usual good best practices for IT and information security. Thanks very much. I'm Jonna Johnson with Nemertes Research. Appreciate the time.